Okay, it's the hardest part here. Towards lunchtime, you're hungry. So many values you're thinking about. The value of food, you're thinking about it, I'm sure. So let me make this simple, hopefully exciting. But I need you to interact with me. That's the way I teach. I need you. Hopefully you give me some feedback. If not, I'll point to you. Great, you have your names here. I'm Jansen. For those of you who do not know me, I'm from the province of Alabang. All right. Now you may ask, no, we'll get very practical here. My hope, my faith, my prayer is that we'll have a greater appreciation of management principles. Why? Because the reality is, it's not just for companies. It's not just for profit centers, profit-centered organizations. It's not just for them. Because I believe, I fully believe that these principles, management principles, are here for us to apply even as we do what God has called us to do. And my objective for this 1 hour of session is just to create the need for it in our personal application, in our work application, establish awareness and greater appreciation. And I would be pointing to certain skills, practical skills, not all of them, of course, but certain skills which I believe is important. Now, you may say that there are far more important skills, and you are right probably in your context, but at least to just to jumpstart everything, because this is also sort of like an overview of the next sessions that you will have with Alex Castillo, which is, by the way, very good. We had a good glimpse of that session yesterday. So why talk about management principles? Why? Because Jesus spoke about it. Jesus, can you imagine, spoke about principles, business principles, organizational principles. He spoke about construction in Matthew 7, verse 24 to 27. He spoke about manufacturing in Luke 5, verses 37 to 38. He spoke about farming, Mark 4, verses 2 to 20. He spoke about treasure exploration, Matthew 13, verse 44. He spoke about ranching. Can you imagine? Matthew 18, verses 12 to 14. He talked about management and labor. Matthew 20, verse 16, he talked about family corporations. Matthew 21, 28 to 31, Jesus spoke about hostile takeovers. Luke 20, 9 to 19, he spoke about return on investments. Matthew 25, 14 to 30, he spoke about future markets. Luke 12, 16 to 21, crop yield, Mark 13, 27 to 32, he spoke about management criteria. Luke 12, 35 to 48, the need for research and development. Can you imagine? Luke 14, 24 to 35, network and leveraging. Luke 16, verses 1 to 13, venture capitalism and high-risk investment. Luke 19, 11 to 27. So we need to talk about management principles. Jesus spoke about it. Do you agree? Let's get down to business. I have this, you have this verse there, Acts 6, verses 1 to 7, and we'll do a case study. We'll do a case study and it's on the screen, the questions. Just read it. Your group will be the people in your table right now. And I need you for the next 5 minutes, read on it, just 7 verses. And I need you as a group to arrive at the answers to these questions. Number one, what was the situation? Number two, what was the identified top priority? Number three, what was the solution? Number four, what were the steps in forming the solution? Very important as we will use the answers to this question, we will use it the whole of this session. And number five, what was or what were the end result? Ready, set, and go. Okay, please look at me. Let's answer the question. The questions, what was the situation? Anyone, what was the situation? There was growth. The disciples, and sabi doon, sa verse. They were increasing. That was the situation. There was, let me just write it. What else? There was growth.
Complaints.
Yes, there were complaints. Complaints. And the complaints were based on what?
The widows being overlooked. Food distribution.
Food distribution, and some biblical scholars would say this involves money as well, charity distribution, but let's take to what is written there. So there were complaints, there were a people who is being overlooked. Actually, there was persecution here. The Grecian Jews, these were the Greek-speaking Jews, and they were overlooked in the daily distribution of food. And the people who were overlooking them were the Hebrew speaking, the native language. They were speaking the native language. So there was complaints, daily distribution of food. There was, what else? Discrimination. What else? Any more situation? What was the situation? The word of God was neglected. Okay. In fact, that can be the answer to the next question. What was identified as top priority?
Word of God.
Top priority, word of God. Word of God was the top priority. What else? Any more? Word of God? Wala na? Prayer. Ministry of prayer. Thank you, Gans. Prayer. Word of God, prayer. What else? There was discrimination. So if they wanted to solve the problem, we're missing something here. Yes, Risha?
Manpower.
Thank you very much, Edwin. Galing mo, bro. Prayer, people. They were important. They needed to solve the problem because people were important as well, as much as the Word of God was important. In fact, if you look at the situation now, it's kind of like victory. Don't you think so? The disciples are increasing, right? The disciples are increasing. And yes, come on, if you work in a local context, we're receiving feedback now from people on the way to do things. It's too cold. I don't like the pastor. Please don't let the pastor sing. Things like those. I don't sing, but we've been receiving complaints. Now we don't like the pastor singing. And we need to identify things that are top priority. Word of God, prayer, ministry of prayer, and the word, people. Galing, no? All right, next. What was the solution?
Recruit.
What was the solution?
Delegate.
We'll talk about recruitment.
Delegate.
Tama ba to, Gigi? Solution, recruitment. Okay.
Delegation.
Well, it's more of recruitment. Yeah, I agree. This is delegation. Right. I like the sound of that. It doesn't cost anything.
Yes.
All right. And you agree. I serve. Tama. I serve. All right. Any more? What was the solution to get people, delegate work? And what was the qualification? Full of the Spirit.
And wisdom.
Full of Spirit. Wisdom. And those who were full of Spirit and wisdom, what happened? They? I'm waiting for a good word here. It's right there in the text. Almost. Yeah, when they were chosen, there was something that was given to them. Responsibility.
Responsibility.
Okay, what were the steps? What were the steps now? Okay, oh, going back. Overview picture. There was a problem. They knew the solution. We need people. We need to focus. This is our top priority solution. We need to focus on the Word of God. We put value in people. We must not neglect the ministry of prayer. Ministry of the Word, it's the Word that changes the lives of people. It transforms them. It's not the pastor. It's not how we organize things. It is the Word of God ministering to people that changes. So, what were the steps involved in forming the solution? Balik tayo. What were the steps? Yes, Trisha. Okay, very good. Identify priorities or value. Nice. All right. Identify priorities, values. Okay, what else? What else? They had a meeting. Thank you. Very important. They had a meeting. We're so full of meetings. How many of you, your day is so full of meetings? No chance to do whatever one. They gathered, the Bible says. They gathered. What else? Yes.
They made
the proposal, and yes, Eunice? All right, the proposal. They had the proposal. How did, that's very important. Who said it that they agreed? They agreed. For the agreement to happen, what has to happen? There should be a discussion. Nag-select na eh. Sige, nandun na sila sa part na yun eh. There was a proposal. There was a discussion that happened. Can I say they communicated it?
Yeah.
They communicated. And was the communication effective?
Yes.
How can you say that?
It pleased the whole group.
All right. So it was effective. What else? What else do you see? Okay lang. We're breaking down the steps. You may go back. It doesn't. Yes, Chryso. Yes, humingi na approval. Kind of like the same. Na-approve yung proposal? Yes? May budget ba? Wala nakalagay. Did not say if there's a budget or something. Thank you, Lord. All right. Okay. Yes, Chryso. Say it again. As if di namin narinig.
Kinabahan ako lalo. May microphone nakalimutan ko tuloy. Ano sinabi ko? They made the proposal, represented it to the apostles, and that actually finalized the decision.
So it's here. They made the proposal, they communicated it.
Yes.
Okay, and end result. What was the end result? The word of God spread. They were able to achieve the goal. What else? Increased growth. But they were growing in the first place. What was the difference? Nakalagay ba yun sa text? rapidly. Now, for them to be able to make that conclusion that yes, they were increasing, they were growing, the disciples were increasing, for them to be able to conclude that now it's different, it's a rapid growth, how will they be able to say that? Any insights? How will they arrive at that conclusion? They were counting. They counted. Very important. Probably there was an overflow. Probably. We were not sure, but maybe that's one of the signs. One of the proofs, maybe. There were more people, right? How do we write that? Lagyan na natin overflow. Okay. What else? Yes, Chryso.
There's a specific number of or crowd or social group that was added, the priest. So maybe the solution were really excellent. So even the priests were attracted to the gospel already, not just the Greeks and Jews and the Hebraic Jews. And that's actually, I think, an excellent thing.
Okay.
So ito na yung mga some medyo mahirap i-reach out, I believe, the priests because they're learned or something.
All right. So actually, what you just described to me, actually, Pastor Paul, you have a brilliant group here. They just finished describing to me the four pillars of management. Planning, organizing, leading, and controlling. And you just mentioned certain activities inside those principles, inside those pillars. So let's get right down to business and talk about planning first. Planning is the management function of determining objectives and setting a course of action to achieve them. George Barna, in his book, Power of Vision, he spoke about this. He was talking about vision, but he spoke about something very important that pertains to planning. He said, "In foresight with insight based on hindsight." You know that. So when you talk about foresight, and it was mentioned earlier, there was an identification of priorities, values, identifying goals. Very important. Identifying goals. What was their top priority? We should not, first and foremost, neglect the ministry of the Word of God and prayer. Second priority, there are people concerned here. We must take care of people. Okay? So identify goals. Even on our local context, we need to identify goals. Sometimes, yes, we know this. This is very basic for us. But to a certain degree, sometimes we forget just to take a breather. For example, if maybe you're involved in communications, the pastor, discipleship pastor asks you, can you do me this poster? And normally, the route would be, is that we will do it creatively with all our zest, passion, and zeal, compelled by the love of God, and it's great. But sometimes, to achieve a particular purpose, how do you want me to do this? What is your goal for this particular poster? Identify the goals. Foresight. Assess condition. Even in the preaching, number two, assess condition. Some of the practical skills. Assess conditions. The pastor would normally say, the context of this is, right? And he would describe the context of a particular verse, particular passage of scripture. You assess the current condition. It is important for us to move forward is to know where we're coming from. There has to be a starting point. Because the starting point should direct us to the course of action. If planning is determining objectives and setting a course of action, the course of action is highly dependent on where you are right now. Yes, I want to go there. I want to go, but where am I right now? Practical application. Just this week, Evelyn, who's not here right now, she's in Singapore. She sat us down, ministry heads, sabi niya, mga pastor. There should be no big request muna. We're in the red. She's saying, we have so many expenses right now, please, no requests whatsoever that are too big. Assessing condition. To help us plan our things. So now, we're able to adjust our iServe for this week. Because there is an assessment of a current condition. To help us move forward, we need to know where we're coming from. Let's say your boss would be coming to you with a bunch of work. We had this great seminar from Alex Castillo. He spoke about being able to have the historical data and being to bring out the issues, the strategic issues in those things. And can you do me the collection of that data? Can you give it to me by this weekend so I can analyze it? If you don't assess your condition because you love your pastor, you love the work, you would say, yes, I will do it. But if you assess current condition, probably before you answer your pastor or your boss, what you would do, naka-smile ka, Janelle. na-request na. Probably what you would do, it's finished. It's a done deal. You're very efficient. Probably what you would do is to assess the current condition. This is victory, volunteer weekend this week. So many things that needs to be done. These are the tasks and the projects in line. So given my current condition, I would not be able to commit to him to give it this weekend. So probably this, I will tell him. Assessing current condition. Part of planning. Identifying goals, assessing current conditions. Another thing would be milestones. How many of you like road trips? Setting of milestones. All right, Janelle, road trips. You like road trips. For example, saan ka na pumunta? Northern Luzon.
Zambales.
All right. Sige, Zambales. Where do you live? Oh, Ilocos. Pinky, Ilocos. Ilocos. All right, you live in Pasig. Going to Pasig, going to Ilocos, do you go straight from Pasig to Ilocos? Perfect. Pinky mentioned she had stopovers. What were your stopovers, if you can still recall them?
Yeah. Gasoline station, food station, coffee shop.
Not parlor. All right. Pinky mentioned stopovers, gasoline station, food station, food spa parlor. Ano ba? Well, ano ba na mention mo? Gasoline station, food station, coffee stations. There are stopovers, and this is very important here, the stopovers, because these are, when you step on the gasoline station, the first gasoline station, considering, given the context of the whole travel, how would you be feeling?
Tired and excited. At the same time, I'd sort of think, oh no, I'm still, you know, how many miles ahead? More than 100 miles. I'll need more gas, so I'll have to I look at my gas tank and think it's more expensive going north, so I'll get gas here.
All right. On the third stopover, how would you be feeling?
Very tired, but still excited to see Pagudpud.
To see Pagudpud. Probably because on your third stopover, you're almost there. Stopovers help us. Yeah, you're assessing na ko din, but it helps you know that, yeah, konti na lang. You're closer to the goal, you're closer to finishing the project, and these are milestones. International Organization for Standardization, ISO, when they completed the terminologies, there was a gathering of engineers all over the world, experts, and based on scientific data, historical background, and business experience, they mentioned one of the quality principles of management would be continual improvement and not continuous improvement. You know how a continuous improvement looks like? You have your X and Y axis. This is continuous improvement. There's no such thing, they said, in organizations, in management. But there is such a thing as continual improvement. Because there are stopovers in certain seasons, and these are milestones. Breathing space for us to know that, yeah, this is still the distance that I have. How many kilometers left? I need to rest. I'm tired. Milestones. I have a PowerPoint here. The next slide, you will see, this was just submitted to me. We were asking to the communications of Alabang. We were having there's a project, a fire safety video. Meaning, because we cannot have the whole church do a fire drill exercise, we cannot. So 1,200, it's a different level already. So we hired volunteers. We got volunteers to help us consult on fire safety standards. We arrived at the solution. One of the solutions was to have a fire safety video before the service, after the service, 45-seconder video to teach them where are the exit points. This is your seat. And this is what we will do in the kids' church once a fire hits, so they know what to do. Same principle as with an airplane. Safety, exit points, exactly that principle. 1,200, we need to think of people now. So to establish this project, going back to the point, yes, there was a goal, a description, people involved, deadline, approved budget, and then the milestones. The one who submitted it was very detailed, so she had very detailed milestones. But these milestones. So every time I was just sitting down with her after the session here, yesterday afternoon, and she was explaining to me, we cannot achieve the deadline. It's so easy for Dexter is laughing because Dexter will attend the staff development session tomorrow. We cannot achieve the deadline. No, that's not the reason. But she was saying we cannot achieve the deadline because there is a dependency on our consultant and he's in Boracay right now. It's easier for us to assess because of the milestones, planning. 1 Chronicles 28:11 to 12, then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the portico of the temple, its buildings, its storerooms, its upper parts, its inner rooms, and the place of atonement. He gave him the plans of all the Spirit had put in his mind. It is no less spiritual, whatever we're doing when we're planning. It's the same thing as when a pastor is preaching and preparing his message. This was the plans that the Spirit had put in his heart. And then he will pass it on to his son Solomon. All right, moving on. Organization or organizing. Organizing is the management function of arranging effective and efficient use of resources. Effective, Stephen Covey differentiated this. I like his differentiation of being effective and being efficient. 7 habits of highly effective people. Effective is doing the right thing. Efficiency is doing things right. All right. We don't need to belabor that point. But talk about resource. When you were organizing, there is an interplay of resource. There is an interchange of interdependent resource or resources. What are our resources? Anyone? Resource. Local church, headquarters, What are your resources? Funds, financial resource. Thank you. Any human resource. Human resource is actually trichotomized, divided into three. Sometimes, subconsciously, we divide it into three. Can you? Human resource. Pastor, staff, volunteers. Sometimes four. Victory group leaders. Human resource. When we think, when we plan, sometimes there is that division, right? Okay, any more resource? Facility, equipment. You're missing a very important resource now. Yes, you're talking about facility. Talking time is a resource, yes. What else? Skill is a, yeah, human resource. They have skill. You are missing an important resource now. Think about it. Same reason that we love the internet. Information, thank you very much, Ade. Information is a very critical resource now for us. In fact, we were looking on information yesterday. Our senior leaders was looking at it to arrive at strategic issues, things that we need to do strategically as a movement. And we based our feedback on a very important resource, information. Resource. All right, I have an activity right here. Jen will help me distribute for organizing. Since it's I serve, just within your groups right now, I'll give you 3 minutes. The goal is to end the service 20 minutes earlier. The goal is to end the service 20 minutes earlier because there is a 10-minute video and then the pastor, we realize, has to pitch and inspire and communicate and just pull the people to volunteers. So your initial plan was to normal service 10 a.m. to 11:30. It will end 11:30, but now you are left to decide. You are left to plan and organize this schedule to end 20 minutes earlier. The one in the bold font is non-negotiable. Okay? Especially if Pastor Sunny is going to preach, yeah. It's ultimately non-negotiable. All right, go and start now. I'll just pick a group. The last 1 minute. Five seconds. Okay. All right. Time is up. Please look at me right now. I'll ask this group, what did you do? Where did you read? Sige, bro. Guns, yeah. What did you do? You got... Jerry. Slash. Okay, slash. How many minutes from praise and worship? 5 minutes. What else? 5 minutes announcements.
We shaved off 5 minutes from praise and worship. We shaved off another 5 minutes for the announcements. Instead of putting the announcements there, we put it after the service as a loop. What else pa ba? We're asking for 20 minutes.
Oh, what else? For the others, what did you do?
Two minutes of prayer and transition daw.
Prayer and transition?
2 minutes na lang daw.
2 minutes.
Oh, shaved off 2 minutes. Tama, Gans. So, 3 minutes na lang. Prayer and ministry after benediction. So, that's not part of the service. We just invite people to come.
All right. Okay. How about you, Jay? Any more?
We would take out 5 minutes from the announcements because we only have two, Ignite and I Do. Can easily wrap that up in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 5 minutes off. For offering song, we can probably get a 3-minute offering song.
All right, cut the song.
Yes, and then we'd take out final reminders and announcements. So
all right.
Total of 10.
Total of, all right. Can you move the service earlier? No. So what you did was to, for the program, some of you, you advanced something. Some of you deleted something. Some of you shortened something. Normally, processes. We shorten processes. Sometimes, we combine. Those are the 4 things that you did. You advanced, you deleted, you shortened, and you combined. And these are things, practical skills that we do in terms of organizing. In fact, you exactly did what Jim Collins, Good to Great, he examined 36 companies who lasted 100 years. The first thing that you did was to identify the non-negotiables. Prioritization, that's a skill in organizing. We prioritize, we identify non-negotiables. Non-negotiables, ministry of the word of God and prayer. Non-negotiable, unity of the people, the disciples, kind of like in Acts 6. Identify the negotiables, non-negotiables, and work with the negotiables. Another skill would be maximization of resources. Maximization of resource. Talking about information resource, we were left to decide in this season. There's a ministry in Alabang that needs leadership covering temporarily while we're raising up another leader to handle that ministry. So we are left with to decide on who to assign. So we go back to a very important resource as we organize and make this decision. We go back to our information resource. The informations that we use, you see it in the slide, just there are pastoral, how busy we are as pastors. It's, well, you don't see it right, hindi masyadong clear, you know. But just to decide, based on information resource, based on the number of dedications, weddings, just to check the pastor who is not as busy. So we check on the business, house dedication, you see I'm busy, and then weddings, yes, you see, and then next slide, please. Child dedication. We use this information resource next. O car, pati car dedication, di ba? Tinatalo na natin yun ngayon, car dedication. Anyway, we use this resource for us to be able to arrive at a conclusion. The problem now, or not really the problem, we need to take our game a notch higher. We have resource. We have information. But we don't convert it in such a way that our leaders are able to examine it properly, decide on it. We have information. We have attendance. We have so victory group leaders. But we have to convert and make that information palatable for decision. Because if we give our pastors or our leaders just a group of numbers, it's harder for them to examine, to assess conditions. So we need to take it a notch higher. And this was given by a church secretary. I ask her, can you just make that information helpful for us? Maximization of resource. I was bringing worship services. I saw, you can turn the lights on now. I was in a meeting with the HR last week and they gave us a rundown of the hiring needs. And I saw there were a lot of worship services. Worship services, need for worship services. Now, let me ask you, if we go that route, when you say worship services, that person, normally, in our context now, would be in charge of what? The worship services. Volunteer, meaning that person can execute an event excellently. Tama. I agree. That person, kind of like me, can execute an event, a conference, excellently. But are we maximizing that resource now? What about Victory Weekend, which is important as well? What about church child dedication? These are milestones in the lives of people. These are events, perfect opportunities for us to make people feel that they're cared for and they're valued. If the person who can do this thing excellently is just limited on worship service, what happens to the other services, discipleship and pastoral? So is it really right to just place that person on worship services alone? Wherein the other groups, the other pillars, the other core initiatives, we have so many events right there. Something to think about, right? Maximization of resource. Leading, now. Leading is the management function of implementing the plans and organized tasks. 1 Chronicles 28:10 to 13. Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a temple as a sanctuary. Be strong and do the work. Leading is doing the work. This was now, again, David passing on the plans to Solomon. We read this a while ago. Then David gave his son Solomon the plans. Leading, again, is the management function of implementing the plans and organized tasks, projects, etc., etc. The plans for the portico of the temple, its buildings, its storerooms, its upper parts, its inner rooms, the place of atonement. He gave him the plans. And then we jump to verse 13. And then after giving him the plans, he gave him instructions for the divisions of the priests and Levites. He organized already the work. He went into that part already, so he's passing on and giving on the organized information to him, and this is what you do now. And for all the work of serving in the temple of the Lord, as well as for all the articles, talking about capital resource, equipment that they need to establish the temple, as well as for all the articles to be used in its service. Leading is actually doing the work. You talk about delegation here. There was responsibility. Some practical skills, delegation, communication, execution. This is a music stand. Tama ba? All right, let me clarify. This is not a podium, okay? A podium is the one we step on, especially for people like me. All right? Lectern is another version of it. We use this music stand to function as a lectern, where we put our notes. But the original, it was created to hold music charts, chords, music sheets. Now, since we're using it, I just need feedback from you. Since we're using it as a lectern or to function as a lectern, how can you improve this? Just look at it right now. How can we improve that music stand? Yes, Dexter, put cloth so it would look nice. All right, good. Any more? Put flowers, cricket. Yeah, put flowers under. Okay, yeah, I mean, no right or wrong answers here. How can you improve this? Light bulb, why? It's dark for the pastor's notes. All right, light bulb, what else? Remove that stair under. Okay, to be excellent. All right, and we can think of so many great, you can put a timer here. You can put electricity, so when its time is up, the pastor will be electrocuted. We can have so many great. I should have not said that. We can have so many great ideas on how to improve this. Larry Bossidy, in his book Execution, he said many organizations do not fail for the lack of great ideas. They fail because of poor execution. If that is the case, then why is it still like this up to this point? Why is there no light bulb here? Organizations do not fail because of great ideas. We have great, tons and tons of great ideas, but organizations fail because of poor execution. Delegation, we delegate to the right person having the right strength given the expected output. Appoint 7 men from among you. Principle of chemistry. Karen, Pinky, Gigi would always say this. When we hire chemistry, character, competence. Appoint 7 men from among you, one who is among you, one who can work with you. The same qualification that was used with Matthias when he was to replace Judas. Choose someone who is among you. Chemistry. Appoint 7 men from among you who is full of spirit. Talking about character. Wisdom. Talks about competence and character as well. Communication. Well, we went to that already. You inspire people. The question of Christ earlier, how will you make people do the improved value or the new culture? You inspire them to do it. It's either we can shove it down our throats, we can push people to do it, but they will react. And since we value people, we will not push it, the strategy. We will pull them and we will attract them, how we inspire them. Daniel Pink, in his book, Drive, he talks about 3 factors that drive people to excellence. He talks about autonomy, he talks about mastery, he talks about purpose. Autonomy. Someone empowered to do something significant. Value. Talk about value. People need to feel that they are doing something significant. When we communicate, we inspire them, that making them realize that you are significant. Mastery. Venue to be better at what they do best. We provide that venue for them to do what God has called them to do using the giftings that God has given them. Purpose. Opportunity to be part of something that is bigger than themselves. Execution, you talk about, make it simple and sustainable. I hope you read Accidental Missionary. Chapter 2, Pastor Steve was talking about mastering that judo move. Just that one judo move of having a simple, biblical, transferable discipleship process. It's mastering that one judo move. Transferable means it will be sustainable. So when we execute certain things, it has to be very simple and sustainable. Evaluating is the management function of measuring, monitoring, and maintaining feedback for progress. And again, we went there, they counted, there was feedback. But talking about feedback, we have 2 kinds of feedback. We know objective feedback. Objective feedback are numbers. Objective feedback. But we do have subjective feedback as well. Pastor Steve, towards the end of last year, we were hearing him say this, 3,842 victory group leaders, 1 church. He wanted to do some. He wants to move forward. He wants to pull us to move forward. But what is he doing? Hindsight. Checking on information, giving it to us, evaluated information, feedback. These are numbers to move us forward. It's progress. Measuring, monitoring, and maintaining feedback, not just for feedback's sake, but for progress. If we want to move forward, we need to look back. Subjective feedback, insights, feelings, we get that. In fact, we just recently used, I have 1 minute left. 40 seconds left. Subjective feedback, these are insights, feelings, thoughts of people. God used feedback to move people forward. He said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. When he says that, what does he want the people to feel? Confidence, so they can move forward. I am your God who brought you out of Egypt. Feedback. He wants us to look back so we can move forward. And some skills here, standardization and systemization. Yeah, you're closing. Anyway, thank you very much for this opportunity.
All right, we'll see you next week. God bless you. Ten, you got it. Go.
All right. Feedback. Churches, we used subjective feedback to move forward. Can you show the next slide? We have a feedback form. We tried to. This is not final, but this is experimental for us. Last season, last quarter of last year, for the services, we had this feedback system to get subjective feedback from people. And when we collated the data, when we evaluated the data, we realized because of that, the data that was collected, organized, because of the evaluation process that happened, the measurement, the monitoring, and the maintenance, we had to maintain this system for a number of weeks just for us to establish good and relevant data. We arrived at a conclusion that we needed a one-stop station for people to, when you attend church, people don't really care that it's a worship service, it's a discipleship service, or a pastoral service thing. If they have a concern, they will approach a pastor, whether it is a worship service thing, a discipleship services thing, or a pastoral services thing. We cannot just, when someone approaches you and asks, Pastor, ano po yung schedule ng church child dedication natin? You cannot say, that is Pastor Chico's stuff. That's where Pastor Chico is. Go to his office. So we realized by subjective feedback that we needed a one-stop shop wherein people can go to and ask anything and everything they need for the church. So there was a solution now. We needed a concierge. Next picture, this is being constructed right now. We experimented concierge concept last December. Next picture. But this is a concierge to be placed outside the main, the assembly hall where the center table would be the main receptionist. This will be for the discipleship area. All discipleship stuff, victory group materials, sermon-based victory group materials, it will be right here. And victory group leaders can just stay right here after the service. The discipleship assistant can stay right here for all discipleship inquiries. This table right here would be for worship services stuff. Any pamphlet, brochure, anything, that the feedback form would be right here. And these are the Bibles. Because it's still worship services for us. We were placing a computer there for the website. We just relaunched our website. So we have a one-stop solution. What about pastoral services? It's right here. What about medical emergency? We have a nurse right here. So we have a one-stop solution, one-stop place wherein people can ask all the questions that they need from the church. Even those students needing some signatures for their class, they can just go there and have a stamp of the pastor's signature for their class. How were we able to arrive? We're not saying that this is perfect and excellent. It will work, but hopefully because of the subjective feedback, because of the organization, the planning that was entailed, the decision-making process that was involved in this, we hope that this will be the solution for us. So anyway, it's being constructed right now, but all because of what? Subjective feedback. Some practical scale standardization, conforming to a level of agreed desired output. Standards. We're talking about, Pastor Joy was talking about values. He talks about standards now. We are taking it, we are upping our game to take the standards to a higher level. I like Starbucks. I love Starbucks. You know what? Starbucks is the only coffee shop that has a hygienist. A hygienist is someone who measures the bacterial content of the food. So the hygienist, what would a hygienist would do when they have a commissary, of course. So all food deliveries from all suppliers would be delivered to the commissary when they would store everything. They would test it before they receive the delivery and finally sign the invoice. Now, but the hygienist would also check the bacterial content of the food that is going out to the franchisees and the stores. I mean, talk about standard. And we are doing this as well. We are upping a standard. Why? Because we are valuing people. We have good temperature in our centers. We clean everything, not just for excellence sake, but because we're pointing to a particular goal. We need the ministry of the Word of God. And since discipleship is about the lost would not even, they wouldn't even feel the Spirit of God, but what they would feel is the excellence. And maybe if we're excellent enough, it can attract them enough to listen and just focus and not be distracted by the paper, by the temperature, by the bad seating arrangement, and whatever disorder or chaos may be in the center so that they can fully focus on the ministry of the Word of God and they can be ministered to as well. We're not doing things, we're not setting standards just for excellence sake and for setting up for just standards sake. It's still for the ministry of the Word of God in prayer. Systemization. McDonald's. What is McDonald's selling? Burgers. Sorry to say, they're not selling burgers. Yeah. Or they're selling burgers and chickens, yeah, if we have lunch. But McDonald's headquarters, they're not selling burgers. They're not selling chickens. You know what they're selling? They're making money on systems. Because people who have the money, who wants to start a business, will just go to them, I need your business system. I don't want to think of all the hullabaloo of the business, but I want to earn. So I want to buy your system and have it with me. And because they have a good system, the business is earning. And now the franchisees, they're selling the burgers. McDonald's is selling the system. Same thing that's happening now. You have so many franchises, right? Noodle House, Shomai, just the whole galore of franchise stores. Why? That's our modern-day sari-sari store. Seaman, OFWs, they would be, you know, the Filipino entrepreneurial mindset. They would just, you know, mag-iipon ng pera and then I would invest it in the business. And because there is already established systems on franchise stores, they would just buy the system. And then the system would work for them already. Systemization, it's creating a process to maintain and ensure standards. It's all about system. E-Myth, Book of E-Myth, Michael Gerber, he talks about system and systems and how it benefits people. Standardization, systemization. So that's it. Just an overview of planning, organizing, leading, and evaluation. Thank you very much. If you have any questions, what? You gave me 2 minutes more, less than 2 minutes. Thank you very much.